You're listening to the Inside the Mix podcast with your host, Mark Matthews.
Hello and welcome to the Inside the Mix podcast. I'm Mark Matthews, your host, musician, producer, and mix and mastering engineer. You've come to the right place if you want to know more about your favorite synth music artists, music engineering and production, songwriting, and the music industry. I've been writing, producing, mixing, and mastering music for over 15 years, and I want to share what I've learned with you. Hello, folks, and welcome back to the Inside the Mix podcast. As always, if you are a new listener, please do hit that follow button on your podcast player of choice. And if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you hit subscribe and that notification bell so you get notified every time a new episode drops or we go live. And if you're a returning listener, a big welcome back. It is celebration time at my new EP, Lost and Found, that I have been banging on about on this podcast for God knows how long now, probably over 10 months, and doing some tutorial episodes and stuff. And you've probably heard me mention it on the Producer's Pub, but it has finally been released. It was released on Friday. So this is the fifth day of it being live. Now, I'm recording this in advance, obviously, so fingers crossed that it's doing quite well. So this is a bit of a self-indulgent episode. I'm going to play through the entire EP and just do a little description of each song before I play it. So that's four songs in total. But before we do that, if, listeners, you hear the music you're about to listen to and you're thinking, actually, that strikes a chord with me, I'd like to do something similar to that, reach out to me and book a producer potential discovery call. There'll be a link in the episode description, and you can also find it on insidethemix.podia.com. And you can book a free producer potential discovery call with me, and we can go through some strategies and techniques to hopefully hone your skills and kick you on as a producer, as an artist, to maybe write or produce some similar music to what you're about to listen to. So this EP itself does have a story arc as such. So it's four songs, okay? So basically, the idea is for the listener to embark on a journey through the emotions of finding happiness, okay? And then we're going to look at reluctantly letting go of that happiness and then the ultimate desire to reclaim it again. Once we've realised we've let it go and we want it back. That is essentially the story arc of the EP. The first song is titled Alive, and it features a ghost vocalist from the UK, hence why there is no feature on this particular song. I also sourced the incredible lead guitar playing of Octogain on this one, and hopefully you'll appreciate how good it is. I was blown away with what he did at the end. And I also reached out to my friend Matt Thomas, who I was in a band with called Engrave Disillusion, to provide the bass on this track, and he actually provided bass on three out of four of these songs, as did Thomas. He provided guitar on two out of four of these songs, and I do have another song with him that I'm going to release next year, actually, that has his guitar on. So this is the first track. It's called Alive, and the idea is here that we're going to experience the euphoria and happiness of finding that special someone. So here's Alive.
I'm not afraid to die.
So the next song, song two, is titled Let You Go, and this is actually the single for the EP. It was released on November the 10th, and the reception has been really, really good for this song. I was pleasantly surprised, not at the quality of the song, but because I hadn't released anything for over a year. So I didn't really know what to expect. Was anybody going to be interested? But I was actually, it's probably the best performing song I've ever released in the first 2 weeks as a solo artist. So a big thank you to everybody who shared, commented, playlisted it, and reviewed it as well. So this song features the brilliant vocal talents of Indigo. And I reached out to Indigo probably around a year ago, actually, to provide the vocals for this. So you can see how long this has been in the works. And she always does a stellar job. I did another song with her a while back, and she did fantastic on that one as well. So it was really a no-brainer for this song. And it really, the sort of soundscape of the song and what I was aiming for, she captured straight away. There is no guitar on this one, but there is bass guitar, again, provided by my friend Matt. And the idea with this song is, in the first one, Alive, we experience euphoria and happiness of finding someone. In this one, we're now reluctantly letting go of that person. And this is going to mark a significant chapter in our journey through this sort of finding love, or that someone, that happiness, letting it go, and then the ultimate desire to claim it back. I'm waffling now, but here we go. This is Let You Go featuring Indigo. Now we move on to song three, and this is the title track of the EP, and it's called Lost and Found. And it's an instrumental. I originally toyed with the idea of having vocals on this, but I reached out to my good friend and an amazing supporter of the podcast. And if you are a listener of or viewer of the podcast, you will know this gentleman called Isle 9, Tim Benson. And he provided the guitar on this. And it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful guitar instrumental. And there is my guitar in there as well. There's some subtle little bits of lead from me. But for the most part, it is Tim playing lead on this. And the idea behind this song is, this is you navigating the purgatory of decisions and self-reflection in this sort of chilled ambient soundscape of clean and then lead guitar. So it's an instrumental, as I say, and it's the guitar provided by Isle 9 and then a few little flurries by me just underneath his beautiful guitar floating on top of this track. Anyway, once again, I'm waffling. Here is track three, Lost and Found, featuring Isle 9.
We'll be right back.
So I've got a hunch about a common struggle we all face, mastering. If you're an independent artist or music producer, you've probably encountered the frustration of masters that just don't hit the mark, right? They lack balance and refuse to play nicely across different devices and environments. Ever found yourself wondering, why don't my masters sound like my references? Perhaps you've spent countless hours attempting to master your tracks only to be unsatisfied with the results. Maybe you've tried every silver bullet plugin or even dabbled in AI. Or perhaps you're already working with an engineer but you're eager to explore different possibilities. Well, here's the solution you've been searching for, Synth Music Mastering. I'm offering a game-changing opportunity with a one-time free test master for a limited time. Picture elevating your music with my unwavering commitment to quality and a personalized touch that you just don't get with the big mastering studios. The best part, it won't cost you a penny. Just submit your finished mix and let's see how we can transform your music together. Don't let mastering be a mystery any longer. Say goodbye to the frustration and step into a world of sonic excellence. Grab your free test master now. Click the link in the episode description or head over to synthmusicmastering.com.
Thank you.
The fourth and final track is titled Need You Back, and it features Neon Shade. Now, I connected with Neon Shade through the podcast. So he featured on the podcast a while back. And we had a conversation about possibly doing a track together. And then we sort of like, it went a bit quiet because I was working on other bits and pieces. But then I had this song and I really wanted a male vocal on this. So I reached out to Neon Shade and he did a fantastic job on this. I was going to say really good job, but I replaced it with fantastic job on this. And the idea with this song is it's that powerful realization of mistakes and then desperately needing that person back. So it sort of builds and builds and builds. And then at the end, you have this big crescendo with distorted guitar, lead guitar, and then this sort of closing piano motif with Neon Shade's subtle vocal over the top just to close out the EP. So it kind of just builds and builds and builds and builds. And then you have this big crescendo, lead guitar, little bit of vocal, this piano, distorted guitar, and then it just subtly quietens down as we come to the end of the EP. So this is the fourth track and the closing of this story, and it's called Need You Back. Before we close out this musical journey, I did forget to mention that in that track, Need You Back, The lead guitar, again, is provided by Octogain. And then the distorted rhythm guitar is myself playing that in the outro there. But the lead guitar, and then there's some clean guitar, is again Octogain. So apologies, folks. I forgot to mention that before the beginning of the track. And there it is, folks. That is my four-track EP called Lost and Found. Track one is Alive. Track two, Let You Go. Track three, Lost and Found. Track four, Need You Back. You can find a link to that EP in the episode description. So please do go ahead, save those tracks, give them a listen, playlist, share them, send me some feedback. If you're watching this on YouTube, write it in the comments. If you're listening to this on your podcast player of choice, then please do reach out to me on Instagram at Inside the Mix Podcast or at Mark Matthews Producer, as I would love to know your thoughts on what you think. If you've liked what you've heard today and you're thinking, actually, I'd like to do something similar, then please do reach out to me. Book a producer potential discovery call. It's entirely free and we can have a 20-minute chat about techniques, tools, strategies to help you achieve your musical goals. So click on the link in the episode description and book a free producer potential discovery call. And before we wrap up this episode, I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported the release of this EP and also everybody who supports the podcast. It's been an amazing 2023 and I'm sure 2024 will be just as good, if not better. Thank you, everyone. Just a friendly reminder before you go, don't miss out on your free test master at Synth Music Mastering. Imagine enhancing your music with my dedicated commitment to quality and that personalized touch. And guess what? It's absolutely free of charge. So claim your free test master now at synthmusicmastering.com or click on the link in the episode description.